This week, labor leaders let President Obama know that when it comes to foreign trade, they are living on opposite sides of the track, specifically the fast track. That's a term that describes a president's broad power to negotiate a trade agreement. Congress can give a deal just a yes or no vote, but can't amend it. Presidents have been using the fast track for decades, but now the authority has expired, making it tough for President Obama to wrap up a big trade deal with Asian countries. And unions are launching a ferocious effort to make sure Congress does not renew the president's power. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is with us from Washington to explain why. Marilyn, welcome back.
Hi.
And the interesting thing here is unions are usually aligned with Democrats. What happened to put them and the president on this collision course?
Well, things really heated up this week, but actually this clash has been coming for months now. Remember back during his State of the Union address, President Obama called on Congress to renew this fast-track authority. He's trying to build an economic legacy for himself. He wants that to include at least one major trade deal, and he's got to get it done. You know, his time's running out. He's got to have this signed and sealed by the end of 2016, and he's almost there. He's been negotiating a 12-country deal. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. And it involves Japan and other Pacific Rim countries like Vietnam, Singapore, Australia. For the president to finish this deal, he's got to have this fast-track authority renewed really pretty much like right now. And that's where we're hitting this war of wills this week, where the Democrats really broke out into kind of an open fight with each other. On the one side, you've got Obama and let's call them the Silicon Valley Democrats. You know, people who work at Apple and Facebook, they're very global-oriented.
They want trade.
They want that trade. They want to do more business with Asia. But then you've got a lot of traditional Democrats, and they side with the unions. The labor leaders say another trade deal would only hurt wages, and they worry that it could cost more blue-collar jobs.
But this is a deal that sounds like it is important enough to President Obama that he is willing to risk his relationship with the unions over it.
Yeah. Here's what his thinking is. Countries want to expand their exports, but they have to have sort of harmonized regulations. That's the argument, that they want to be able to play by the same rules. President Obama is worried that if the United States doesn't write the trade rule book in these Pacific Rim countries, then China's going to step into that void. He says that if China gets to write the rules, it'll favor itself and leave us behind. Overwhelmingly, business leaders agree with that position. So there's furious lobbying from business to get this deal done.
On the other hand, the unions have some firepower of their own on their side. Let's listen here to Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, very well-known Democrat, speaking on the Senate floor late last month.
Who will benefit from the TPP? American workers, consumers, small businesses, taxpayers, or the biggest multinational corporations in the world?
Marilyn, she and the union say these trade deals will not do much for ordinary Americans. What are they saying exactly? What's their argument?
That's it. They look back since this Great Recession ended, you know, over the last 6 years, what's happened? Corporate profits are up. Stock prices are way up. And, you know, but wages are stagnant. And they say, what happens with these trade deals? Do they ever make wages better? You look back on NAFTA, that's the North American Free Trade Deal, the South Korea deal. When they look at it, what they see is more imports and more competition. And they're worried that this TPP deal would only help big corporations in the United States move more of their operations over to Pacific Rim countries, where the wages are lower, and then send the goods back here. So they say, yes, it could help corporate profits, but they don't see it helping workers' paychecks. So this time, they say they're pulling out all the stops.
So if we look at the current political climate right now, we've got both the House and the Senate run by Republicans. Their leadership favors these kind of trade deals. Are the unions poised to win this battle?
Well, they're doing what they can. The AFL-CIO head, Richard Trumka, met with a bunch of reporters this week, and I joined that group. And he told us he has one clear message, and that was, quote, "We're going all out to oppose it." And he says, the AFL-CIO says they're not going to give any more money to candidates until this fast-track thing is dead. And so they're using money, persuasion, candidates, press events, anything they can think of to try to stop this. So you've got the Republican leadership for it. But the Republicans also, there's a group, the Tea Party Republicans, who dislike President Obama very much. They don't want to give him fast-track authority. So if you put the Tea Party Republicans, who are very opposed to anything, basically, that President Obama does, put them together with the union opposition, and boy, you've got a tough road here for the president.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.